Little Khan, can you tell us a little bit about your story? And just to help you along, you could not ride a bike as an adult. Is that correct?
Exactly. So, and I think I only learned how to ride a bicycle 7 years ago, at the ripe old age of 30, a month away from my 31st birthday. And the reason why that had never happened, I think, was for two reasons. So one was that my mum, who was a single parent, could not afford to buy me a toy that's quite expensive because it has to grow with the child, right? Mm. The second was that I think even in the community in which I lived, the assumption was that bicycles were for boys. And even if girls were not necessarily discouraged from learning how to ride, they were not explicitly encouraged. And people did not think it was a train smash if a girl child doesn't have a bicycle. But it was definitely thought to be a huge problem if a boy child didn't have a bicycle or never sort of acquired the skill at an early age. So I guess the combination of sort of finances and underlying cultural biases made it hard to learn until I was 30.
It never ceases to surprise me how many places patriarchy negatively affects people. Like even in learning how to ride a bike, there's a negative impact there as well.
Completely.
But your story is amazing. You know, it starts from when you were a kid, but then it moves on to Brighton in England, then to Durban, then to Washington D.C., then to New York. Is there any place in the world you haven't had an issue with riding a bicycle?
I feel as if recently I did a fantastic trip on our bicycles with my husband in Italy, and I realized what an affordable and what an amazing means of self-directed transportation and travel the bicycle enables. So I suspect I'm going to be doing a lot more of those types of trips, and not just here. I mean, I feel as if there's an opportunity to also go cross border, outside of sort of into the rest of the continent, to really experience the sights of this continent on a mode of transportation that I think in quite a few other countries in South Africa is a lot more commonplace. In places like Malawi, in places like Ghana, you have a lot more people actually using the bicycle, not for recreational purposes, but as part of their daily commute and how they get around.
So with your particular story, I mean, we're kind of looking at, I don't like to use this term for anyone, but old dogs learning new tricks, so to speak. Not that you're an old dog in any way, shape or form, but you definitely learned a new trick.
Definitely.
Was that a uncomfortable process for you? What sort of emotions did you go through in learning the skill that a 4-year-old or a 5-year-old or a 6-year-old learns? Were you uncomfortable? Were you embarrassed? Was it frustrating?
I think it was all of the above, and definitely shame and embarrassment. Mm. It just seemed like such an easy thing that I ought to have learned so much earlier. So initially there was embarrassment, and then I sort of got over that. And it was getting over the embarrassment that made me willing and able, one, to say to people, I really want to learn, please teach me. And two, to seek out organizations that would be able to help me. And there was also a lot of frustration, I felt it, particularly when I was living in Brighton and on a very tight student budget, I realized how much cheaper my commute would have been had I had the means to self-propel myself through the city instead of spending £2 or £3 on a one-way train or bus ticket. So definitely frustration and definitely shame and embarrassment. But that both of those emotions were also really important in spurring me towards finding a way of learning. And when I moved to New York, I mean, I wasn't necessarily looking, for an organization, but generally, my eyes were open, and I then came across Bike New York, and I registered immediately because they were offering free lessons for adults to learn how to ride a bicycle.
So I mean, you're talking about the fact that you use those emotions, you use them to like propel you forward. That was your driving force. But I get a sense that for a lot of people, and I say this because I'm actually one of these people as well, when I feel those emotions, I shut down. I don't want to have anything to do with that. And I think for a lot of people, that might be the case of you know, feeling like I can't swim, everyone else can swim, so I'm not going to go near a pool, you know, or I can't paint like I would love to be able to paint, so I'm not going to go near an easel or any of these, well, I'd say essential or really basic skills that adults and people should have. When you eventually, though, and this is, I think, where the real encouragement for someone like me comes along, what was the feeling like when you were like, oh my word, I'm riding a bike? I'm 30 years old, I'm a month away from my 31st birthday, and I'm actually riding a bike. What was that moment like?
Indescribable. And, you know, I mean, I try very hard to retain middle ground emotionally.
And physically as well, of course.
But I was definitely, I mean, I do think it was probably one of the happiest moments of my life. And that feeling has never disappeared. So every time I get on a bicycle, there's still a sense of awe and there's still a sense of excitement and achievement, you know, partly also because the bicycle invites you to do different things. So I'm always pushing distances, right? Like suddenly I'm like, I was able to ride 40 kilometers in one stretch or in one day. Maybe I should try to get to 50 kilometers in one day. And it is those milestones or, you know, conquering a particularly difficult incline. And it is those milestones that keep the experience of riding so fresh that every day feels like the very first day that I was just sort of gliding across a floor propelled on this two-wheeler. It's indescribable. And it was so affirming, and it's such a beautiful feeling of empowerment and capability and conquering. And yeah.
Well, I must say, it's not often you hear a story of someone learning to ride a bike and actually physically get goosebumps, because you're right. It does sound like it's a wonderful thing to be able to learn something new and then to experience the joy of all of those things just constantly, just with all of the new things that something like riding a bicycle has. And I love the fact that, I mean, I actually wanted to ask you another question, but we'll come back to that later. I love the fact that you're now taking that feeling and trying to give it to other people, because you're doing what Bike New York did for you. You're offering classes to other people in South Africa. Is that right?
Absolutely. And I think the first thing I want to do is just thank Pedal Power Association, because, you know, they've given me a fleet of bicycles, the premises where they kept, which is safe, a key to access it. So without their donation, really, it would not be possible for me to run my little bicycle school. But yes, I offer free lessons for adults to come and learn on most Saturday mornings in Mowbray. And I partly do it for selfish reasons. I moved to Cape Town at the start of this year. I did not know a lot of people, but I knew there is a need for especially Black women and colored women to learn how to ride bicycles. And so I thought, well, here's one of the ways that I can make friends. I can just like show them this really nifty thing. And that's exactly what it's become. And I have made so many interesting friends. Probably my first six students were all medical doctors. So highly accomplished young Black women who'd never learned how to ride a bicycle. And I'm happy to say all of them are riding.
Yeah.
And they've all become friends in the meantime. And so, yeah, you know, I offer these classes. They're free thanks to Pedal Power Association. And they're an opportunity, one, for me to relive that moment where I learned, and two, an opportunity to meet new people. And thirdly, I think it's an opportunity to spread the word and to demonstrate that a bicycle-centered lifestyle that's socially, economically, and environmentally sustainable is actually possible.
I mean, like you're saying, there's so many aspects of why we need more bicycling in Cape Town. You know, we need more roads to be bicycle friendly. We need people to be healthier. We need less traffic on the roads, because every person on a bicycle is another car that's not blocking my traffic on the N2 on the way into the office every morning. So there's so many benefits to what you're doing. What I wanted to ask though is that from the story that I was reading, it seems like things kind of escalated quite quickly for you. You know, you go from going not really having a successful first class to having a successful second class to a couple of weeks later, you know, starting to cycle like 40 miles through New York. Was that as quick a process as I am imagining?
No, it was slightly longer. So
okay,
good. I learned how to ride. I even remember the day, 18th November,
wow.
2014.
It's your bicycle birthday.
It was definitely a bicycle birthday. And I have Facebook reminding me every year. And every year it's like, oh God, look, this is my anniversary. So November 18th, 2014. And then by probably early May 2015, that's when I did the five-borough bike tour, which is it 40 miles of riding through New York and all five boroughs of New York. So it took about 6 months. But, you know, I think I started then using my bicycle to commute from Queens to Manhattan every day. And that was about 20 kilometers of riding return every single day. So, you know, I think that's the amazing thing about the bicycle, that generally you can cover so much ground even with a very basic level of experience on a bicycle. And yeah, I did sort of move from the lesson to 2 weeks later having my own bicycles and probably being able to ride comfortably for about 5 or 6 kilometers, not very far. And if there was inclines, I tended to push my bicycle more than I could ride them because I'd never developed the muscles that can help me cross a bridge, for instance. But yeah, with every day, I got stronger and more capable and more confident. With every day, I became also just a little bit more aggressive. Well, I wouldn't say aggressive, but a lot more secure in my right to also be on the road. Mm. On these two wheels.
Wow, this is a fantastic story. Like I get so excited by people like yourself, Lebogang, who just have like this positive outlook. I must say, I feel quite controlled by the things that I lack, by the skills that I lack. You know, I feel quite like there's no way I can learn it anymore. You know, I'm in my 30s now. Those things are far beyond me. And then someone like you comes around and goes, why? why is that the case?
Absolutely why.
And you just open up the world to people like myself and to people who are listening right now. So thank you so much for doing that, for sharing your story. I just want to find out more about Pedal. It's called Pedal It Forward. Is that correct?
Pedal Power Association, PPA. Okay. They've been around for like 40 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
And your classes that you do in Mowbray on Saturday mornings, is that open to anyone with who feels like coming through, or how do people get involved with that?
It's open to absolutely everybody. So I don't have a website or anything like that, but I have an online registration system on eventbrite.com. Mm-hmm. So usually people can just go on www.eventbrite.com. And once they get onto the homepage, we usually pop up as Learn to Cycle, or they can just in the search field search for Learn to Cycle, and then they'll be able to see the lineup of future classes and they can register. It's 2 hours, a 2 hour class. We give you the helmet and the bicycle, and we just want people to come hopeful and excited and ready to learn.
That is exciting. If you have one last thing that you would like to say to, you know, an adult out there who's thinking about learning a new skill, whether it is riding a bicycle or swimming or art or writing or all of the myriad of things that we can still learn out there, but is feeling held back by their own insecurities, their own shame that, you know, that you spoke about earlier, what is one thing you'd say to someone like that?
I'd say we're probably going to be the first South African generation that's going to age like the Japanese. All things being equal, we're going to get to like 100 and beyond. There's so much time. And in that time, there's so much opportunity to learn new things and reinvent ourselves. And we should never allow our age to determine the horizon of learning and new experiences. Go for it, whatever it might be.